This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hello, we are here for More Happier, a podcast where we get more happier. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Gretch. This episode is going to be a little different, so hang on.
Yes, hang on. But before we launch in, I wanted to remind everybody that there are only a few days left in November to get the special offer, the November special offer, to sign up for the Happiness Project Revisited for 40% off. This is the lowest price of the season. And as a special Black Friday Cyber Monday offer, you can also get a bonus $20 gift card to the Happiness Project shop if you sign up between now and Monday, November 27th. Head to happiercast.com/THPR2024 to learn more and sign up. I love a rhyming mnemonic, so THPR 2024 is easy to remember. And listen, I am so excited. I'm getting all geared up. I'm doing my own happiness project in 2024, yes. Going back to that format, along with all the other happier trifecta stuff that we're doing. So it's going to be super fun.
And Gretchen, I have to tell you, Sarah and I have it on our holiday gift list, the Happiness Project Revisited. Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love that episode. I've been looking forward to that. So I'm going to be so excited to be making a little cameo with the...
Yes.
That's excellent. And now for Deck the Halls. Okay, this episode was inspired by the very enthusiastic response we got to our unusual episode 443, which we called the Clear the Decks episode. And Elizabeth, I don't know if you remember, but in the Happier Ladies podcast, one of the sisters referred to this as a strange episode. It was a little strange.
Yes. So what we did is we went through a list of things to do to just clear the decks, and we suggested everybody do them as they listen to the episode. So we suggested people pause the episode and go do the thing. Of course, many people just listened to it and then did it.
Right.
But it was fun for those who wanted to sort of play along, so to
right.
speak.
Yeah, the idea with episode 443 is September is the other January. And so to help everybody get ready into the post-Labor Day re-entry, it was like, okay, here are a bunch of quick tasks that we can all do to clear the decks.
Yes.
But because people really wanted us to do it again, we wanted to keep going with the deck theme. So instead of, I am very proud of us for this, Elizabeth. Clear the Decks is now Deck the Halls.
Yes, which several listeners suggested that
Several
title.
Listeners suggested. And also the fact that even if you don't celebrate kind of the holidays, it's December.
You know, oh, like, great.
So we got a deck if you mispronounce December. So the idea is we will pause the show as we go to allow you to run and do a manageable, quick, 1-minute-ish task to help you get ready for the holidays. So if you do this along with us, by the time you finish listening, you will have accomplished a lot. So if you are in the car, if you are walking your dog, whatever, you might want to save it and listen to it when you can run around. or you might want to listen to it now so you can be thinking of the kinds of things that you'll do and then re-listen to it and follow along.
Yeah, and Gretch, some of these are not a minute. Figuring out what you want to donate as you put up your Christmas decorations will take more than a minute, but many of them can be accomplished in a minute.
True. I think of that one as being a minute-ish because you're already doing your decorating, and so it's that minute as you go to say, hey, am I realistically going to ever use this again? No, I'm not. I'll put it in a donate pile. So in that way, so the decorating could take a long time, but it's the decision of a minute. But point taken, some of these are more than a minute. With Clear the Deck, there was a couple of things where people were like, come on, this is not.
Right.
I think it was clean your car or something. Like, people were like, this is not a minute. So poetic license.
Yes.
You know, you get it. And the reason that this is a happiness exercise is that, first of all, it's so energizing to get things crossed off the list, to make preparations that save us time and hassle later, and live in the atmosphere of growth. Elizabeth, you're always talking about the atmosphere of growth. We get when we get things done.
Yeah.
And also, things that can be done at any time are often done at no time. And so if you are the kind of person who just needs somebody to say, like, okay, do it now, here it is.
Absolutely. And Gretchen, we should mention that some of these items require a purchase. So when we say buy, obviously, you know, you can't go to the store and buy something once again in a minute, but you can add it to your shopping list.
Yes. Again, these are 1 minute-ish things. And as we go, if there are things that you don't get to, do not worry about writing them down or noting them in any way. I'm going to make this into a bingo card. Love the bingo card, which you can get at happiercast.com/deckthehalls, all lowercase, just deck the halls. And so you can do it as a bingo card if that kind of gamifies it for you rebels or other people who like to gamify it. Oh, and you know, Elizabeth, what I noticed is because it's a bingo, we made the list of 24 for a bingo card, and we're heading into 2024.
Yes.
Which is just a happy accident, but it's fun.
Yes.
Incidentally, it's also the 50th episode of More Happier Today.
Oh,
hey.
Yay. Really? Yeah. We've done 50?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. I would have said like 25. No idea we've done 50.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, happy anniversary, everybody.
Coming up on 2 years.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Chuck, thank you for that ta-da. We love a ta-da.
Ta-da.
Thank you, Chuck.
And a great number. Excellent. Okay, so Elizabeth, let us launch in. Deck the halls. Get yourself ready here. The quick, easy task. Follow along. And if you get to the end, you will have made a lot of headway into heading into the holidays.
Yes. So number one, set a date to put up holiday decorations.
Yes, something that can be done at any time is often done at no time. So if you're a person who likes to have something on the calendar, put it on the calendar so that you don't get to the day before and realize that you haven't put up your decorations.
As I did with Halloween.
Yes, this was partly inspired by your experience. Number two, take an inventory of holiday baking supplies. If you know you're going to be doing a lot of baking, do you have your vanilla? Do you have enough sugar? Do you have sprinkles, all those things, so that you can put them on your list and get them conveniently the next time you go to the store.
Number three, as you decorate, identify and donate anything you don't use.
This is really good, I think, because storing all this stuff can be a nuisance. And why store and move around every year, take it out, put it back in, if you're not using it? So consolidate, and then also get those things to someone who will enjoy them. You know, we just did this in Kansas City with our parents. And first of all, it was super fun to do. And also, they really consolidated, and I think it's going to make it a lot easier for them. Because holiday decorating in our household is a super big deal. So anything that makes it easier is very welcome.
Yes. Number four, send a note to a childhood friend. Well, I love this. I love connecting with my old friends, Gretch. I've been talking about that lately. And I mean, I would say you could just even text. Doesn't have to be an actual note.
Right. Send a note in whatever format suits you. Absolutely.
Yes.
Number five, clear your freezer and fridge to make room for leftovers or also things that you're getting ready to serve, because the holidays tends to be a time where we're dealing with a lot of things going in, things coming out, things going back in.
Yes.
I just cleaned out my condiments, by the way, just today. Got a little clutter clearing in.
Gold star for you.
Thank you.
Number six, figure out your holiday outfits. Oh, that is always a question, isn't it? And in LA, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, 65 or 85.
Right. And if there's some little thing you need, again, it's just nice to do it in a leisurely way and not realize day of that you've got to run out and get some whatever it might be to complete your outfit.
Tights.
Number seven, identify five gifts to buy. Elizabeth, you are doing your holiday Christmas shopping early. You're inspiring me. So I started a list and I want to add five gifts to that right away.
Number eight, sign up to be an organ donor. Gretch, you feel strongly about this.
Yes, my husband Jamie had hepatitis C and thanks to science, he is now cured, which is miraculous. But it got me very focused on the importance of organ donation. And this is something you can do in 10 seconds. You do not need 1 minute to do this. Mm-hmm. Go to donatelife.net. Sign up and tell everybody in your life that you would want to be an organ donor so that if the situation arises, they know what you would wish. This is a way you could save many, many lives and improve the lives of many people. And you can do it from your sofa or from your desk. And it's a really important thing to do that can be done very quickly.
So important, Gretch.
Number nine, check your supply of wrapping paper, gift bags, tape, ribbons, all that stuff. Again, if you know that you need something, you can get it in a leisurely way instead of realizing at the very moment that you need it, that you do not have it.
Yes.
So doing a little bit of evaluation now can make it much easier to do that later.
Yeah, and I will add, Gretch, those little stickers that say to and from. I am a big fan of those, and I always make sure I have a whole packet of those.
See, I'm a big fan of the gift bag because you can reuse the gift bag so easily, but sometimes, you know, you need all sizes. So
yes.
I would say that, yeah.
Number 10, buy batteries, especially for those of us who have children. So many gifts require batteries. It's good to have all the different sizes that you are going to need on hand.
Coming up, we have more ideas for how to deck the halls. We will be back in a minute. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flow Knit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Gretchen.
And we are back with our Deck the Halls exercise. Number 11 is to make any year-end charitable contributions. The year is coming to a close, so if you want to get that done in 2023, get it done now.
Number 12, add three items to your own wish list.
Yeah.
Our family are big believers in making lists of what you want for the holidays, and it's very helpful to others to add items. And you don't want to have to sit down and do it all in one stretch because
you
never remember. Yes. It's like the 24 for 24 list. You don't want to sit down and do it all at once.
Yeah, it's very hard. And Elizabeth, I would say in our family, it's almost considered an obligation. Like it's poor family decorum not to give a wish list because then it's saying that other people have to do all that work instead of you doing the soul searching of what it is that you want. In my family, I'm like, do not buy yourself one single thing.
Yes.
I'm scolding Jamie if I see him buy something like, you know, a portable umbrella. I'm like, that's supposed to go in your stocking. Don't buy that for yourself. So starting in October. Number 13. Okay, Elizabeth, I am so excited about this one. Okay, this is to create a five senses portrait of your ideal holiday. So it could be your ideal holiday, like if you had every element that you wished, like there was snow on the ground, or it could be sort of your most quintessential holiday. And Elizabeth, we've talked about this. We are going to do a Kansas City Christmas portrait because Kansas City Christmas always unfolds in this very, very classic way, which as somebody who loves traditions, yes. I always want it to be exactly the same. So I'm so excited to do this.
Yes, I'm excited too. And you know what? One thing I love about doing the portrait and just the whole deck, the halls of it, Gretchen, is it gets you in the holiday mood.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Well, and also that you don't think, oh my gosh, we forgot to go to Andre's and buy gingerbread cookies or whatever, because, oh, that's part of Kansas City Christmas or whatever it might be. So we will share that once it's done. It could be a fun thing for all of us to do around the table too.
Yes, that would be fun. Oh, and by the way, Gretch, don't you have a space for a Five Senses portrait in the Five Senses journal?
Yeah, no, it's the Five Senses journal. It's daily noting of your five senses. But you're right. There are many places where you can do different kinds of Five Senses portraits. So, yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
We'll do Kansas City Christmas in my journal.
Number 14, listen to your favorite holiday song.
Ooh, I love this one.
Yes.
You know, I'm not a music person. I realize that I'm a song lover, not a music lover. That was one of the things I learned about myself in writing Life in Five Senses. And one of the things I realized is I truly love carols. Mm. I really, really love traditional carols.
Do you have a favorite?
It could be Good King Wenceslas. It could be Carol of the Bells. I like a kind of melancholy, almost sort of eerie.
I think I got to go with Santa Baby.
Oh, so you like the more pop, upbeat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll play them all in Kansas City. Number 15, take the gift giving quiz if you are struggling. Back to the idea of making a list. If you're struggling with figuring out ideas for someone on your list, or you want to get more ideas about yourself because you don't really know the kind of thing that you would want to add to your list, if you take my gift-giving quiz, which is at gretchenrubin.com/quiz, it will give you an analysis. Is this a tried and true, easy to please, enthusiast, connoisseur? And it will give you ideas. Like, Elizabeth, you told me that Adam is a connoisseur, and that was, like, very clarifying for me in terms of, okay, what kinds of things would Adam like to get?
Yes. And I am an easy to please.
Yes, which is a very popular category, especially during holiday time.
Number 16, add one fun seasonal activity to your calendar.
Is there anything you're thinking about doing?
Well, Gretch, I want to add to our calendar escape room. You know, I love doing an escape room when we're all together in Kansas City. I don't know if that's strictly holiday, but it feels holiday to me because we always do it during the holidays.
We'll just declare it a holiday activity because it's something that we do together. Escape rooms have exploded in popularity. Like the first time we did it, we had one choice. Now we have so many choices when we go. And I want to give a shout out. If you're in the New York City area, if you go to the Museum of the City of New York, you pay what you wish to go to that museum. They are having the Great Borough Bake Off for gingerbread. I love fancy gingerbread houses. I could look at them forever. And they're doing a competition, and they all look like famous New York City buildings. And it's
that
super
fun. Fun.
It smells so good. They're so charming. If you're looking for an activity, a fun seasonal activity, I highly recommend the gingerbread competition. Super fun. At number 17, if you are a holiday cards person, if you send out holiday cards, order your stamps. Get those done.
Number 18, free space. Every bingo card needs a free space, and this is ours. Pick something that you need to do to deck the halls.
Yes. Number 19, choose a one word or one phrase theme for the season. And we've talked about this in the past, Elizabeth. What do you think you're going to choose for your theme this year?
All right, Gretch. Well, I want to, over the holidays, let go of all the stress of the past year and the strike and just focus on enjoying myself, enjoying loved ones. Mm-hmm. And something that embodies that for me is ring-a-ling from Silver Bells.
Oh.
You know, the bells go ring-a-ling, and I just think that's a fun phrase that I like to say, and it's going to remind me to have fun.
Oh, that's good. I like that. And mine is kind of in the same vein. I mean, it's funny, like, we're like, the holidays are so festive. We have to remember to have fun. Mine is the phrase, laughing all the way from Jingle Bells.
Oh,
so, Elizabeth, we will remind ourselves.
Ring-a-ling, laughing all the way.
Yeah, it's good. It's setting a nice tone.
Number 20, Write a holiday to-do list or a could-do list or both.
This is something that works for all four tendencies. Rebels often don't like a to-do list, but they can do a could-do list, might could list, or maybe you want to do both. Some things that you need to get done and some things that would be nice to get done. And I love a to-do list.
Coming up, our final four deck the halls items, but first this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier. All right, Gretch, we are back with Deck the Halls.
Number 21. Finalize any undecided holiday plans. Do you know what days you're coming and you're going? It can make things a lot easier to do this planning early, especially if you have to buy tickets or make any kind of arrangements.
Number 22. Buy some seasonal greenery or flowers. Maybe a nice poinsettia I like to have two out front during the holidays.
One thing every year, this is my underbuyer self versus my life in five senses self. Every year I think I should buy narcissus plants because I love the way they smell and they're very holiday-ish. And then my underbuyer self is like, why buy them? Why buy them? And then my life in five senses person is like, buy them. Enjoy them out of splurge. You will love them. It's a holiday decoration. You love the smell. And then the underbuyer part of me is like, don't buy them. Don't buy them.
Yeah.
So it's a battle each year. We will see which little devil on my shoulder will win this year. I'm inspired.
Okay.
Number 23, eat a holiday treat that you enjoyed as a child. Elizabeth, what would this be for us? What is something that we had as a child? Ooh, I have a thought. What would you say?
I'm thinking of all the different kinds of cookies that we would make, like the peanut butter cookies covered in chocolate that Dad would make.
Oh, those were so good. I was thinking of the coffee cake with the kind of brown sugar icing that our grandparents would bring when they would come for Kansas City in that yellow tin.
Yes. Of course, Topsy's popcorn.
Ooh, Topsy's popcorn for sure.
And finally, number 24, choose a holiday movie. So often we all get together as a family and you know you want to watch a movie, but then you have to have a half an hour to an hour discussion about what movie. It's great if you choose it beforehand.
Yeah, or be thinking of some choices to throw out to the group. My own personal favorite is the original Miracle on 34th Street. I tear up every time that little girl talks in Dutch. And Kris Kringle understands her. This is my question for you, Elizabeth. Maybe you know the answer. Why is Die Hard? A, am I right that it's a Christmas movie? And B, why in the heck is it a Christmas movie? I have never seen the movie.
Yes, people do think of Die Hard as a Christmas movie because Bruce Willis comes for Christmas. And the whole thing takes place during an office Christmas party.
Oh.
But you and I, we're going to watch it over break. That's our choice for a holiday movie. We often watch Elf. This year, we'll watch Die Hard.
Okay. It feels like an untraditional choice, but I guess it's a traditional choice. Okay, so those are the 24 things. We hope that you did them, that you got a lot of satisfaction out of them. Give yourself credit if you even do a few of them. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. But I want to throw in a bonus hack, Elizabeth, that I thought of as we were doing this, but it's not really a task.
Yeah, what is it, Gretch?
Okay, so this is something that I wrote about in my book, Outer Order, Inner Calm. It's something that I noticed, and it's a hack for holiday decorating or entertaining or just in general in life, which is everything looks better arranged on a tray. And I noticed this because with our holiday decorations, our mother has little sort of almost scenes and she'll put them on a tray. And so they feel more coherent, like here's a little thing. And then if you're in a place and they have all the stuff that you would use to make coffee, like the sugar and the cream and the stirs and everything, if it's on a tray, it just feels so much more elegantly presented than if it's just sitting on a surface or a table. So I just offer that up. If you want to elevate things, Elizabeth, I know you're into tablescapes and things like that. I just have found that you just put something on a tray and it automatically looks nicer.
Did that inspire your Happiness Project shop item, Gretch? Because I noticed you have nesting trays.
Yes.
In the shop. So is that what you were thinking?
Exactly. Because I was like, everything looks better on a tray. Or it's like, where do I put this thing? I will put this on the tray. I'm a big believer in the power of the tray.
Yeah, and there is so much great stuff, Gretch, in the shop. I assume we can post a link in the show notes to the shop.
Yeah, to the shop.
All right, and Gretchen, what is our spotlight on a tool this week?
Okay, so speaking of the shop, the spotlight on a tool is the Know Yourself Better journals. This time of year is so busy. It can be so full of expectations. It can be a great time to really focus on self-knowledge if you need to take some time for yourself during this time. Or maybe you're looking for gifts, and so you're thinking about what might make a good gift for someone. So now there are three Know Yourself Better journals. So there's kind of the classic, which is the original one. All the products on my shop, this is the most popular one because so many people ask for it. There are two more versions of it, one that focuses on building connections and one that focuses on embracing change, because these are places where it's really helpful and often challenging to have self-knowledge. And they're also in the Happier app, there's a section for Know Yourself Better questions, because it's so helpful to have these questions to help us understand ourselves better.
So, Gretch, what kinds of questions?
Well, here's one. It's, if you could take a two-hour class in any subject, what would you choose? And I was asking myself that, and I thought, well, I would take a watercolor class. And then a friend of mine was like, oh, I took a watercolor class. And so I am taking a watercolor class.
Good for you.
It's actually 2 hours for six, it's meeting six times, so it's not just a two-hour class, but that inspired that self-knowledge for me. For the building connections journal, one question I think is fun is, if you could magically decide that someone would live next door to you, whom would you choose? And Elizabeth, I would choose you. I wish that you would live
next
door to me.
That would be so fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes, we could drink coffee every day.
And we sure would. And then for embracing change, because again, this is a time I've noticed in my experience that when people are going through a big transition, they often are really drawn to questions for self-reflection because it's a time of struggle often for us. I think this is a very profound question, which is, does it seem like your life is moving forward, sliding backward, or is stuck on hold in some way? We talk about the atmosphere of growth so much. So this is a question that's really trying to help you understand if you're not in an atmosphere of growth, because that can be a sign that transition. It's time for transition.
Well, Gretch, again, this would be a great gift for someone or for yourself if you're interested in self-reflection, as you say.
Yeah. So if you want to go check them out, it's at happiercast.com/journals. Or if you want to look in the app, just go to thehappierapp.com and you'll see it in the app.
All right. Finally, Gretch, what is our quotation this week?
This is so interesting. It comes from Claire Tomlin's book, A Life of My Own. She writes, "One thing I have learned is that while I used to think I was making individual choices, now, looking back, I see clearly that I was following trends and general patterns of behavior, which I was about as powerless to resist as a migrating bird or a salmon swimming upstream."
That is thought-provoking.
So, Elizabeth, are you feeling more happier?
Yes, I am feeling more happier. I am feeling a lot of holiday cheer.
Yes, and tasks being done.
Yes. Thank you, Chuck. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Threads and TikTok and Instagram at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Threads and Instagram at Liz Craft. Our email address is podcast@GretchenRubin.com. And for everything related to this episode, links, photos, and more, go to happiercast.com. Bye, Gretch.
Bye, Elizabeth. The best time to start a happiness project is 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
Gretchen, one for the five senses portrait. One thing I have now for sight is seeing Eliza doing a puzzle on the floor of the library.
Yes.
She's always doing a puzzle, and I associate that now with holidays.
Yes, that absolutely. Yes, seeing her bent over there.
She always looks so uncomfortable. With the little piece in her hand.
Yeah, she always gets it done.
She does.
From the Onward Project.